Today I would like to talk something that's really been on my heart. You know, as not just the pastor of a local church, we oversee and we raise a lot of churches around the world in Russian community, in all Russian communities all over the world. And recently I started to see the fall of many pastors and leaders, and I see they burning out and they fall into the deception of the Satan. They start into hook on the power, but it's not power of God. And do you guys ever heard about people now, they use drugs, hallucinogenics, yeah, that's a word, you know, those mushrooms and a lot of stuff that comes into the church right now, and it's by a lot of people, it's been received like a really spirit of God, but there's nothing from the third heaven, from the God's heaven. It's the second heaven power, guys. So please be careful. And as I pray, as I like pray for some of my friends, pastors that fall away and they follow the path of the destruction, I started to pray and I say, God, what is this? Can you explain this to me? What is this? And guys, in my office, as I'm praying, I see the open vision. I was not out of my body. As I'm praying, I'm starting to see the open vision. And this is the topic of my open vision I would like to talk on today. It was like a five strategies of the devil that God showed me. And I love you guys. I need your attention today. I will unravel this and unpack this. So I need your attention. I will try to be short, but you know how it goes sometimes. So as I'm praying, I see an open vision. I'm in a room. Immediately, I'm in the room. No bigger than our conference room. It's not a big room, not a small room, just a medium-sized room. And I see there is a table, big table, on the side. And there is no chairs. And around the table, many beings surrounding the table and looking on something that sits on the table and light shining on that thing, on whatever's there. And immediately in my spirit, I knew this is like this is the angels, the high ranking angels, like a general of the generals of the army of God. And I didn't know them names, no faces, but I immediately knew in my spirit what they're looking at. They're looking at absolutely new deception of the Satan, not for the world, but for the Church of Christ. Basically, I saw, I never knew this, but as I explain this, you will get this, guys. Do you know that Satan has two ditches? One ditch is really familiar to us. It's religion. You know that, right? It's dead religion. See, Satan never fights the church. He copies the church. See, religion is something like a church, but it's not a church because it's absolutely devout of power. It has no power. It has all these signs and teachings and doctrines and all these denominations and levels, but it has no power. See, this is the one ditch. A second ditch, I saw these 5 points and it's coming into effect. As a matter of fact, it's in effect right now. The second poison pill for the church. See, the religion, ditch of the religion, it's only work for immature Christians. You know, that want to be like here and there and, you know, sometimes little bit of the world, little bit of the church, and they just like in and out. They're not completely surrendered to Jesus. But the second ditch, it's designed for the sons and daughters of God who completely submitted themselves to Jesus, and they already know God. They already saw his face, but they want more. See, and that the deception coming into the second ditch, it's for the mature, for people that been chosen by God. But guys, be really careful. Sometimes you see the power, but this is not God's power. It's drawn from the second heaven. You know where all those warlocks and witches, why are they having power? What is witch? Witch is it's the person that's supposed to be a prophet of God, but devil uses that talent. What is the prophet? Prophet, a person who submitted to God and he draw power from the third heaven, completely submits and do the will of his father. The witch, basically, it's the same talent of the prophet, but they draw power from the second heaven. And it's only establishing themselves and the kingdom of this world. Did you see the difference, right? There's a two powers, and Bible clearly says about this. All right, so the topic I called the Satan's plan and the army of the hybrids. I will explain you guys, because topic is looks like a, something like a book topic. I don't know, some look like some like novel you read, or even some some movie you watch. So Satan's plan and the army of hybrids. Soon as I look at that table, what angels is looking at, I saw the whole plan, and I will talk to you about those five strategies of the devil and what is going on right now in the body of Christ. See, we are at the point where religion is no longer in effect. Did you notice this? I mean, religion doesn't really affect anything because we moved on from that. So as soon as the body of Christ get mature, devil prepared the second ditch. It's the ditch when you are no longer following, like I say, you want power, but you don't want to submit. You see my point? You are born again. You read in the Bible, but you are not following the gospel of Jesus Christ. You want everything easy and now. This is microwave generation, they call it, right? So I want it now, I want it here, I want it right there, I want it right now. So this is, but God will not give you, God will offend you. God will, to his sons and to his daughters, God say no, because why? You are immature to receive some stuff. So you have to grow up, and then Jesus say, this is it, you can come now, this is yours. See, in the kingdom of this world, they will give you whatever you want. It doesn't matter, because at the end he will kill, you know, steal and destroy. This is all his tactic. And if you will die because of this or your immaturity, he doesn't care. So that's why those Christians, they kind of hooked on the power of God rather than love for God. You see my point? See, that's where the deception is coming. They want that power. They want that recognition. They want that authority. They want that likes and they want those views and whatever. And they starting to get off the Jesus's path, and they go to the path of the destruction, that the power, they draw power from the second heaven. So what is hybrid? See, hybrid, it's nothing new. Do you know the devil always trying to pollute the church? Do you know this, guys, right? So always his thing is a pollution. Do you know he introduces the angels, and they start sleeping together, and those giants, you know, Nephilim start, you know, that like I said, that sinful seed that not supposed to be exist. See, because Satan knows that Jesus is supposed to come from the pure blood of the human. And what is his tactic? If he pollutes the human DNA, Jesus will not come. You see my point? See, the whole tactic is never changed. So same thing works right now. If he pollutes the church, Jesus will not come for this church. Basically, the strategy of the devil, he cannot stop the church, but he can pollute and prolong the church. You see my point? He will never stop the church. There will always be a remnant. There will always be people on fire, but at least he will drag this for as long as he can. See, that's why Bible never give you dates. You know, did you notice? Never give you the year when Jesus will return. Or this revival will happen. Never the dates, because Bible work in seasons, and seasons can be stretched. You see my point? See, that's why there is no date. So you have to follow the season. And Jesus, to his disciples, he said, they ask when you will come. And do you remember what he said? He said, like, follow and look at the seasons. Make sure you know what is going on. Not the dates, but the seasons. Okay, the devil needs to achieve several things in order to dominate and effectively rule this earth. Most importantly, he absolutely needs to make the church and its leaders weak and unable to resist. He absolutely needs to paralyze the church. So his tactic is to make church ineffective. Whatever, let this car be, but this car cannot drive. So this is his whole point. You can read the Bible, but make sure nothing will work. And see, the generation now rise up, that they don't want to have to do anything with the religion, but they want real power. But the problem with this generation, they want the power, but they don't want to submit. They don't want to pay the price of sanctification. They don't want to come to Jesus and get clean up in order to receive the power. They want power right now because they see other people. See, before our generation, there is no TVs, no social media, no iPhones, cell phones, no nothing. So you never know how other churches did. You see my point? You never know to who to compare yourself. So they grew up on absolutely different times. That's why our problem is coming from. We always compare. We always see somebody else's success. We always have something to compare it with. And we always like, oh, we always, you know, that spirit of orphan. Oh, Jesus did it for this guy. Why he didn't do it for me? And I want it. And this is just the lust. Guys, this is lust, okay? This is pure and simple. You want it, but it's not yours, at least right now. And maybe it's never even been designed by God to be yours. Maybe you have some little flock of the sheep you have to, you know, and you have to submit to it. And you said, yes, Jesus, whatever you want to give me one person to lead to you for the rest of my life, I will do it. Because it's not my will, guys. It's not my will. It's His will. See, the problem with this generation, they don't want to be used by God. They want to use God. Do you get this? They want to use God for their purposes. Yeah. So listen to this. This is really interesting. We'll go through that list of five strategies that what he trying to disassemble and how he makes the church ineffective. And right now, before our eyes, Satan's second plan, the army of hybrids, is coming to existence. Real simple. What is army of hybrids? What he's trying to achieve? See, first ditch, it's dead religion. No power, just blah, 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 yap, 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 nothing. It's just, you know, rules and regulations, law. The second ditch, it's power from the wrong source. Okay, this is absolutely different. So this is two ditches and you have to understand how to operate in this thing. Remember the King Saul. Did you notice how he became a hybrid? When he became a hybrid, in order for King Saul to move on, he needed to repent. He doesn't want to repent. He doesn't want to deal with his problem. He wants to hear from God. But Bible says God stopped talking to King Saul. Done. Not because he threw him away, but because King Saul need to repent and he doesn't want to repent. Did you notice what King Saul does? He tried to seek God through prophets and through other means. God's not talking to him. Remember what he did? He started talking to God or to prophet through a witch. Witch, it's the second heaven. See, what is hybrid? Hybrid is, I know the Bible, I know God, I serve God, but I don't want to change my life to take from the right source. I want to be who I want to be, but I want power and I want now. See, and that's how King Saul fall, right? Because he knows God and God doesn't talk to him and he chooses absolutely different source of revelation and power. So this is, guys, where the deception is coming. A lot of people want this, but they don't want to pay the price and go the extra mile. Just do what you're supposed to do. Okay. And that is why some will be seduced by these people, because these are not just doctrines of the dead religion, but now these people have power. They can do things. They can lay hands on you and you feel stuff and you see stuff. But you know, in your spirit, when you're really walking close to God, in your spirit, you have that question. Something is not right. Did you notice this? When you come to these conferences, there is like many of them going on. And you like this hyper grace thing. You mean, what do you mean? Everything forgiven? Oh, so I can sin and God's not gonna send me to hell? Oh, okay. See, do you know this is the lie of the devil? God forgave you through Jesus, but of course your sins is covered, but you need to repent. What is it, repentance? I need to give this to him. I need to get rid of it. Some people, see, that's how Satan catches you. He like, it through the lie of greasy grace and hyper grace, that everything covered, everything is getting, you smoke a little. Okay, so you slip around a little bit. It's fine. So you're at the bar. Who cares? Jesus loves you no matter what. No, 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 no. It's not working like that. This is not the gospel. Because true sign of true repentance, it's transformation. That means when you come to Jesus, you don't want to sin. You hate sin. This is the true sign of repentance. Even if you fall, you cry out to Jesus and ask him for forgiveness, because it's no longer your nature. After you, how do you know you are born again? It's painful for you to sin. You see my point? It's absolutely painful. You hate it. Even if you did it, you hate it, because it's no longer in your nature. Your nature is refuses this thing. You cry out because you are a son and daughter of God right now. And see, the point is what hyper grace is teaching. You are pre-forgiven. You are forgiven forever. Your yesterday, today's, and tomorrow's sin is covered. No, 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 no. We'll read the Bible. See, it's like this. My son living in my house, and he broke something, he breaks something. He's not pre-forgiven. I will forgive him, but he need to come and apologize. You see my point? That means, yes, he is my son. Yes, I will forgive him, but he needs to come, address, and say, I'm sorry. It's not like, okay, I bust the window, rip out the door of the, you know, like, I don't know, fridge, and like broke the garage door, whatever. Pops love me. Oh no, you will be punished, boy. Oh, you will be forgiven, but yeah, consequences are coming. Come on. you will fix that thing. See, that's like, yes, you are in the house. Yes, Father loves you, but in order for him to cover you and forgive you, you need to address the issue. You need to say, I'm sorry. And you need to tell him that you don't want to do this anymore. And he will help you. He'll love you. He will cover you. But see, that hyper grace thing is like, ooh, such a dangerous thing. A lot of people live in sin and they think it's fine. No. The sign of the true repentance, it's transformation. You will become, when you go closer to Jesus, you will become like him. You will shine like him. You will love him. He will love you back. Okay, look at this. And these people will have a certain authority, since their words are confirmed by power, but this is a completely different source of power. So here we go. How does the Satan achieve this? This is his plan. 5 strategies to paralyze the church. First thing that I noticed, guys, on that table, 5 things. First of all, he needs to break down 2 major things in the life of a Christian in order to build whatever he wants to build. Strategy number 1 is absolutely necessary to deprive the church of its prayer life. Be really careful, guys. So, first of all, he needs to do anything and everything possible so you will not have a prayer life and connection to God. If you no longer have connection, that means you cannot recognize what is true and what is lie. You see my point? See, in order to understand what God is and know how it is him, you need to walk close with him. But see, that's the first thing he does. He deprives you of your prayer life. You become weak. And it, you know, like, it's new teaching came out right now. If you pray, you're not really born again. if you're praying constantly, what do you mean? God's in us. You are the Son of God. You just do this. And guys, please don't follow this path. It's a lie. Don't be caught in this. As some teachers teach this, and it's just amazing. The secret place and the personal relationship with God must be stopped. He will try to stop your personal relationship and your prayer life and your secret place with God. He'll try to stop. Jesus was praying to Father every night and given new strategy to do his will of his Father. See, Jesus, he's my example. Not those teachers and those prophets that rising up right now and do whatever. You know, like it's so disrespectful. They smoke Jesus now. This is like, hey, you want to smoke baby Jesus? And they just smoke like falling out in the spirit. Guys, this is the deception. This is a lie. It looks funny, but it's absolutely disrespectful for the king and his kingdom. You cannot smoke baby Jesus. I'm sorry, it is funny, but I look at this situation. Is this guy out of his mind? And he's like, oh, you are religious if you don't do it. One guy, I'm not gonna name his name. He's like, he took the microphone and big conference, a lot of people. My friend told me this. If you know that Jeff Jensen, he's already with the Lord, but he told me, Andre, I've been with this guy. I don't wanna do nothing with him. I say, why? And Jeff telling me this story. He's like, he took the microphone and put it to his butt and start farting like and he said, like, all the pastors that set up the conference left, the whole worship team left, half of the church left. And then he said, like, oh, spirit of religion gone, now we can start our service. No, true story, guys. The dude fart the half congregation out. See, this, you think this is Jesus? I don't think so. I don't think this is respectful to God. Okay? So prayer life, it's a must. It's humility. Because prayer life, you're telling God that you cannot be without Him. It's, I need you. I want to be with you. Please come help me. Please be with me. See, prayer life, and if you see you start stumbling in your prayer life, please notice this. This is a strategy of the devil to deprive you and completely disconnect you from God. And then you become your own God. You become your own thing. You become your own business. You do whatever you want. See, that's his strategy number one. Strategy number two, it is necessary for the devil to deprive church of foundation of the Word of God. Now, so many teachings come, oh, Word of God no longer relevant, it's somebody else's translation, and whatever they come up with, this is their own truth. See, you listen to this revelation right now that not even based on the Bible and the words of God, and they said, like, oh, this book, this is just a book. Guys, please understand, this is not just a book, because Bible is not a book. It's not paper and words. It's not just written by people. It's the spirit. See, understand how Bible works. If you in a grade, in your first grade, Bible will be your teacher. As soon as you move to second grade, Bible is the second grade book. You will never, how should I say this, outgrow Bible. You should never outgrow Bible. And soon as you're in grade 12, Bible is the grade 12. Anytime I move into the new season, I open the Bible, it's a new Bible. It's a new revelation. It's absolutely, and if you think you read the Bible, please don't be misled. The revelations are hidden there. It's only can be unpacked at that season. We're not even seeing right now what we will see in the Bible in 2 years. You see my point? See, because this is not the book. It's the spirit. Word is the spirit. Word is the person. Wow. So for him, it's necessary to take the Bible out, on which the Church of Jesus Christ is based and built. They teach that the Bible is false and not be trusted. I'm listening to these preachers right now and just like, Jesus, what is going on? They just teach it, it's their own strategy, it's their own thing, and And a lot of people come to them and absolutely deceived by all of this. Remember that Jesus fought the Satan in desert only with the word. Guys, understand this. The only weapon that works against Satan, it's the word of God. Do you remember how he fought him? He said, it is written. Do you guys know what is written? Do you guys know what is going on right now? Do you guys know how to fight the devil? Can you imagine God on this earth in Jesus's form fighting the devil, and out of the whole arsenal of weapons, he chose the word. He can say whatever he wants to say. He can kick the devil out. He's got the authority and power. He is Jesus. But out of the all weapons or arsenal of weapons, he chose the word. And can you imagine? Devil cannot say nothing. Soon as he say like, I will not, I will do, it is written, devil departed from him. And I noticed that you cannot just fight the devil without any weapons. Just, you cannot pray him out. You need to say something that is concrete. Basically, when I remember the season in my life when Satan come to me and said like, nobody loves you. And it's like a bad season in my life. Nobody cares about you. God already left you. And in my mind, the word of God, even when mother will leave his child, I will never leave you. And I say like, God will never leave. And yes, guys, trust me. And there is no fight. Devil gone. And like, wow. Guys, trust me, the only thing that works in a real fight with the devil, like your personal fight, it's the word of God. You need to know what God says in order to fight the devil. So it's really important for you to know the word of God. All right? So this is the thing, this is the area number one. This is the strategy number one. First strategy is deprive your prayer life, no longer connected. Second, you don't have a covering. Now you don't have a foundation. So prayer is cover, word is a foundation. So if he get rid of this too, now you are, he can do whatever you want. He can do whatever he wants. And the strategy number three, I already told you, it's hyper grace. You know, guys, I've been through all of these stages. Trust me, I'm talking about what I know exactly. I remember when I was babying Jesus and I was fall into the same deception way back. And it's like, I know the Bible. I read it 3 times. Why should I pray? Same thing. But back then I didn't know. It's not just the prayer. It's the connection. It's the walking in the spirit. It's like fish needs to be in the water. See what devil trying to do, guys, he trying to fight you on his territory. There is one story that I like to tell. Me and my son, we will like to fish way back then. We want, he's smaller. And we remember we fish for sharks underneath the bridge. He was like, hey dad, let's go fish sharks. Of course, we never ate sharks, but it's nice size of the shark, you know, like a pretty good size. And we like catching sharks. And it's like, you know, in the water, you are afraid of the shark, right? It's like, this is their territory. But soon as you pull the shark out, and I remember I pulled like a big shark, and he's like, hey dad, take some couple of pictures. And he like put his foot on a shark, and he's like, and Jesus started to teach me. He said like, you are absolutely nothing in the kingdom of Satan, but he's absolutely nothing in the kingdom of light. Do you guys get this? I fight him on my territory. Basically, I pull the devil out and I say, what do you want? I'm don't even gonna fight him. He's gonna flip and flop and die. See, but same thing, guys, it's with us. We're trying to be part of this world and fight the designer, Satan, of this world. It's rigged by him. You will not win in his casino. You see my point? This is his casino. You will lose money. Okay, you win some, but you will lose. Do you see that casino when you're passing by? My God, it's not built on winners. Yep. Hello. It's not built on winners. I look at this and how many losers it takes to build that casino? Thousands.
See, that's how the devil operates. He gives you some, but he takes it all. And we just deceived by all of this. And what he does, he pulls you into the water, and you are, what are you? In the water, you're nobody. Any little fish can bite the piece of your leg, whatever, just kill you. What are you, just little floaty? You're just nothing. You have no power in his territory. And God told me, fight the devil only when you are on fire, when you are covered by the Spirit. Don't fight him. Did you notice he always comes to you when you're in the weakest point, when you're like in the worst position? Because you are now in his territory. Now he pulled you out of the water and you just flip and flop. And if you remain the same, you're just gonna die. You're just gonna wither away. So be careful. Please understand, there is absolute, God did not give us, see, if God won the battle, why the devil still have authority and power? Did you ever ask that question? If the God, Jesus, won the battle, but he won a different battle. He said, I will not fight his kingdom. He said, I have my own. I died so you can come to my kingdom and fight Satan from my kingdom. We try to fight him on his territory. That's why church is losing and losing and losing. Because in the water, you are a loser. But on the ground, whatever's in the water will lose. And that's the revelation of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. So, and that's why you stay victorious, because you read, you pray, you're under his submission and authority. See, guys, that's the thing. I'm not my own. People say like, oh, I do whatever I want to do. I said, you are absolutely foolish. Because, see, the thing is, of course, I can have a gun. Guys, I can have a gun. But can you imagine, do you want to have a gun, or you want to be a part of army? Can you imagine? Okay, you have a gun. Okay, you can shoot some. But when you're part of the army, you have all army. You are part of the army. That means nothing will stand against you. See, that's what people, that's why I love to submit to Jesus, because anything devil tried to do to me, he needs to fight the whole army. Do you get this? But if I'm living on my own, I do whatever I want, this is just me and him. And trust me, at the end of the day, he will get you. He will get you. But I like to be the part of police department, you know what I mean? And all cops show up helping me. Come on. I love to be part of his kingdom. That's why I submit. And in the army, there is no your will. So in order to be covered by heaven, by army of God, you have to submit your will. That means it's no longer you. Jesus never said, God does whatever I want. He said, like, I only do what God told me, show me, whatever he wants me to do. That's exactly what I do. That means if Jesus is example of sonship, that means Jesus didn't have his will. That means if we are bought by Jesus' blood, that means I'm no longer my own. We even say, love this song, I no longer my own. I belong to Jesus. I love that song actually, but I cannot sing. If I need somebody to sing, I get my wife on the stage, right? It's easy. Okay, so third strategy, like I said, is hyper grace. When you don't have a prayer life and you have no foundation, the sin creeps in. And now you cannot win this battle, and you need to somehow approve of yourself. You are sinning, but and now you need to like come up with some kind of a theory, but that, you know, you're losing, but God still loves me. But guys, true repentance, it's transformation, like we said. If you're getting closer to Jesus, that means you are become more like him, less of you, more of him, less of you, more of him. You become lighter, cleaner, you become holier, because you are coming close to God. See, that's the whole point. And you don't, see, religious teaches you like this. You clean up and then go to Jesus.
This is ridiculous. You cannot clean up. It's like hospital saying you, as soon as you get well, then come to hospital. Are you? See, that's the religion. That's the mindset of religion. You cannot come unclean. The church is for unclean only. Jesus said, I'm coming for the people who are sick. I'm here for those who needs doctor, who needs healer. And in order to understand this, you have to understand the worse you feel and you've fallen and you made a mistake, the quickest you need to get to Jesus. You see my point? The quickest you run to him, because that's how you get forgiven and clean up and get better. You don't hide like Adam and Eve. See, that's the hyper grace. Everything covered, everything okay. You can smoke, you can sleep around, you can do this, you can steal a little, you can lie a little, everything, and it's become polluted. And then you say, why God is not moving? See, this is how God, how devil like shakes your foundations, takes your covering, and then tell you a lie that it's okay with you. You no longer need to repent. It's all okay. It's covered by God. But you are not transforming. All you do, people like this, they live in circles. Did you notice this? They never change. It's always good, 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 bad. Oh, worse, worse. Oh, good, 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 good. Oh, bad. What? They always have these circles, never changing, because you never truly repented. As soon as you repented, you said like, I'm sick of it. I'm not gonna do this because this is not in nature of my God. And it's not supposed to be in the nature of God's sons and daughters. That's how you get rid of it. You come closer. How I fight sin? Getting closer to Jesus, guys. That's how I fight sin. I don't fight sin, oh, I'm gonna pray some more. Of course I'm praying, but this is not tools to fight the sin. You fight sin, get closer and closer. And if I'm in the presence of Almighty God, nothing that binds me can no longer bind me, because somebody who's more powerful covers me now. You see my point? It's like if somebody wanna fight me, I go to my older brother and he protects me, and those people cannot touch me anymore. See, that's the same thing. See, if something bothers me, run to your heavenly Father, run to your older brother Jesus. He will cover you. See, don't hide. People who hide sin, that people who identify with the sin. Guys, I don't wanna identify with the sin. This is not my thing. I hate sin. So even if I trip and fall, I said, Jesus, I'm sorry. This is not my nature. I'm coming to you. I give this up. I repent. Please clean me up. Forgive me. I don't want this anymore. See, this is the true repentance, guys. You don't shove this to the side. You deal with this. The real fruit of repentance is total transformation and the change of a lifestyle. If the person's life's not changed, he's not truly born again, guys. So the signs of person born again, first he hates sin and he steps away, he departs sin. He doesn't want to deal with them because it makes you pain, you suffer, you don't like this. It's uncomfortable to you. But the fruit of repentance is transformation. The sign of a born again person is a hatred of sin and desire of complete freedom from sin, guys. This is it. Jesus taught his disciples to pray. See, that's the thing. They say like, don't pray. But Jesus, I hear these people, it's like, oh, you still praying? You still asking for forgiveness? Oh, you are not truly a son of God. But when you look at the Lord's prayer, did you notice? Do you know when disciples told Jesus, teach us to pray, Jesus gave him the daily prayer. Do you know that the Lord's prayer, it's your daily prayer? It's maybe not exact words, but it's a system of a prayer, right? It's like you worship God, then you repent. See, and it says, forgive our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Did you get this? See, that's the whole point. If I'm no longer repenting, why Lord teaching his disciples to repent daily? Forgive my sins as I forgive those who sin or trespass against me. Doesn't matter translation, it's the same meaning. Forgive me as I forgive. So that means there is daily something that you need to say, I'm sorry. You need to still work on, right? See, that's the Lord's prayer.
First John, verse 1, chapter 1, verse 5. Let's read this through verse 10. First John, chapter 1, verse 5. See, I love this. This one is just a complete, all the confusion is just gone right here. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ's Son cleanses us. See, the key word, not cleansed, cleanses. That means ongoing process. Did you understand this? That means daily, it cleanses us. Be really careful when you read this. Understand how Jesus says this, right? Blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, see, that's the thing. We deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, again, confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. See, that's like it's just the clearest ever. Like, if you say you're in the light, then if it's in anything dark, you need to confess. See, light attract light. I love this. Okay, strategy number 4. We're going deeper, guys. See, first, he take covering and foundation. Second of all, he gives you, how should I say this? He teaches you how to continuously live in sin and lie to yourself that everything is okay. See, this is like, it's progressive. And the strategy number 4, Satan needs to get the church hooked on alternative ways of entering the spiritual world. Guys, this is what's going on right now. You want to know what's new thing right now? It's all this hallucinogenics, all these alternative things, all these chakras, and it's coming to the church. And I'm just more and more, I'm clicking on some of the videos that call themselves Christians, and I see all this pollution from the second heaven, and I said, like, wow. See, your spirit knows. Your spirit knows. Some of you might come across some video, and you say, like, oh, it looks good, but something inside of you said, like, stop, get away. Always, it's that little voice. It will not pressure you, but it always lets you know. See, this is how spirit works. See, spirit of this world, he pushes you to do something. He doesn't care about your will. He just pushes you to do something. But the spirit of God, Holy Spirit, he's a gentleman. He will never push you. He just lets you know, but you make the decision. But listen to that little voice. Anything you do, anything you interact with people, just listen to that voice, because you don't know who's trying to deceive you, guys. And it's a lot of deception around us, so be really careful. And if you hear that little voice that says, stay away, don't make deal with this guy, go away, just don't call him back, just ignore, listen to the Holy Spirit. Trust me, in the long run, it will save you. It'll probably save your money, health, and your energy. See, that is in the segment of hybrids, people that intermingle with all of this demonic stuff, there is a supernatural power of the second heaven. But the difference in the power of the second heaven, it always directed towards oneself and one owns benefits. See, how to recognize if person moves in the power of second heaven? It's always me, always pay me, come to me, listen to me, follow me. Did you notice this? Even people with like big names and like Christian leaders, it's always on the throne, it's his ego. It's all about him. See, that's because second power empowers you. Second heaven power empowers you. Third heaven power, it's God's power. It's only empowering God through you. That's the difference, guys. And third power of heaven only given to those who completely surrendered, who completely gave themselves to Jesus. That means it's no longer me. See, you can be confused. Those people have some signs and wonders, and those people have some signs and wonders. And Bible says, in the last days, a lot of people become that will do mighty things in Jesus' name, bring a lot of signs and wonders, different things, in my own words, but you know, Bible says that. And so what does it mean? That means they draw power from something else. And we are at this stage, and some people goes and being coached, not by the people of God. You're coached by the people of this world. You've been, see all this psychology, why this is all working? Because they're drawing power from the second heaven. It's a lie. So be really careful. So second heaven power always empowers you. See, when you see all this Hollywood celebrities, all this stuff that been hyped up and raised to the top, all these millionaires, guys, all these people draw power from second heaven. They have power, they have recognition, but it's only to, it's not for God. Did you notice this? That power always enrich you. It's always elevate you. It always puts you on the stage. Third heaven power, oh, I love this, guys. It's on the stage, always Jesus. It's all about Him. It's when you hear somebody sing or preach or pray or minister, it's all, you see more Jesus than him. You see more power of God than power of this person, because he's submitted, and power of the third heaven, it's only can flow through submission, because it's no longer me, guys. See, you want God to use you? Submit, humble yourself. See, guys, humility is a weapon. If you only know, humility is the weapon. Soon as Satan comes to me and he's like, you know, try to grow your head. Like, oh, you did this. Imagine how many thousands of people listen to you. I whip out the humility sword and I drop on my knees and I say, I am absolutely nothing and nobody. And devil, okay, bye. Because see, guys, humility is, it's not just like, oh, I'm nothing. No. It's actual weapon, because nothing belongs to you and me. Absolutely nothing. It's all about him. It's his. And soon as I go into that, cover my sin in humility, and I say, I'm nothing. It's all for Jesus. All to glorify Heavenly Father. Satan has nothing to do, because he only can work with the egomaniacs, with people who grow their ego. You want more? Oh, come, I'll show you. I do this. And they do all these things to, you know, to elevate themselves. Third heaven is aimed at the building the kingdom and serving one's neighbor. And never for your benefit. Jesus prayed. Remember the Jesus prayer. Not my will. Before he came on the cross. Before he goes on the cross. He didn't die for us. He said, not my will, but yours be done. One more, guys. I'm not going to be long. Strategy number five, Satan's goal is to place your ego on the throne and make you equal to God. This is nothing new. Did you notice those people that teaches you, you're equal to God, you're son of God, God living in you, you do whatever you want? No, this is absolutely opposite. See, this is strategy number five. This is nothing new. Remember how Satan fall? He tried to elevate himself on the same level. That's the whole point. And they say, like, you're equal to God. Guys, please understand this and take this to heart. Creation will never be equal to the Creator. Never. It's like, you remember that that son, that fall away prodigal son, he comes back, and he in the spirit of repentance, he understood what he's done, and he came back, and Father gave him a ring and clothes and shoes and blessing and give him everything. But please understand, yes, he's a son, he came back, but he will never be equal to the Father. Father is always above. You always need to be humble. See, that's the thing. That's what devil is trying to inflate your ego. Remember, no matter what title you have, a creator can never and will never be equal to the creation. Creator is always,
more. He's always bigger because he is the creator. Even the prodigal son returned, and he was never equal to him. He was forgiven. He gave him a title and blessing, but he never on the same level as the father. Satan's plan does not change. And now Satan's most ancient teaching about equality with God is coming out. It is necessary at the head of all teachings and teachers to place your ego on the throne. See, they always place their ego. It's all about themselves. It's me, come to me, pay me, bless me. See, in kingdom of God, it's all about Jesus. It's all about his kingdom. It's no longer me, it's him. It's because all about him. That is, you do not see, they teach, you do not lose your soul for the sake of the kingdom and the Christ. You do not lose your will for the sake of his will. In this new hybrid teaching, God begins to serve you, fulfill your every desire, and do your will. See, God is like a genie, or I don't know, it's like a Santa Claus that always like, I want it, God. I'm your son. Please give this to me. And please understand, you, after you submit and you repent, you bought by the blood of Jesus. You no longer belong to yourself. That's it. I'm not my own. Please get rid of this. I understand this is hard to hear for some of you, but please get rid of it. God is not gonna serve you. I am no longer my own. We will read this passage that Jesus taught his disciples. Really clearly it says that. Satan never come with nothing new. This entire army of hybrids is driven by the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. The teachings of these people will always contain the doctrine of enrichment, accumulation of possession, prestige, authority, and the acquisition of material wealth. You will always see, they always acquire. Even if you see those people, their social media, it's always some wealthy thing, like some cars and houses. See, the thing is, God can bless you, but this is not the goal. This is not the purpose. All I need is clothes, I need food, and I wanna serve my God. This is it, I don't need nothing, guys. See, we try to, our problem if we always compare. Oh, see how God blesses that one. See how Jesus elevated this one. Oh, what about me, God? See, and as soon as you start comparing, you're losing whatever God prepared for you. Matthew 16:24. That's the last passage and we're finishing, guys. I like the Passion Translation. I will read you from this one. This is, I love this because I'm no longer my own. My soul does not belong to me. God is not serving me and doing my will. I belong to Jesus, and whatever he wants, I will do for him. So Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if you truly want to follow me. See guys, this is the gospel that nobody wants to hear and preach. This is the one right here. If you truly want to follow me, you should at once completely reject and disown your own life. Whoa. See, we want to follow Jesus if it benefits us. But Jesus said, if you truly want to follow me, you want to be my son, you want to be my disciple, you should at once completely reject and disown your own life. And you must be willing to share my cross and experience it as your own, as you continually surrender to my ways. Wow, Passion Translation, I love this. So good. Please understand, after he purchased you with his blood, your life is not yours anymore. See, those five things, guys, please be careful. Just watch for those things and watch for people. If you recognize that thing, please identify them and deal with them. Did you get something for you today, right? Let's stand up, let's pray. Let's just close this with the prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. if you have something in your life, guys, that is ongoing and you not repented of it, please do not hide any sin, any unrighteousness. He wants to forgive you, but you must give this up. You can say like, I fought this thing for so long. I fight this thing every day and I'm failing into it. He will give you strength, but please just give this to Him. Because He is more important to me than anything else. Thank you, Jesus. Just 2 minutes, just spent in His presence. If you have something to say, just ask Him for forgiveness. Maybe your prayer life is suffering right now. Don't ignore this. This is really important. Come back. Get back on track. Make sure you have absolutely daily prayer. Make sure you connect with God always. That's how you will never be deceived by the spirit of this world, because you're staying connected with the Spirit of God. Make sure you eat His Word. Make sure you partake. Make sure you learn. Bible is not boring. We are boring, guys. We are boring. Jesus is never boring. He is life. He is love. He is absolute perfection. I want to be with Him. Doesn't matter how much it cost me. I don't care what it takes. I want to be with Jesus. I want to be at His feet. I will never want to be equal. I don't want to be same. I don't want to be. I want to be at His feet. Humility is a weapon. Do you know what I notice? For the longest time, I always pray for the wisdom. I say, Jesus, can you give me wisdom? And I'm praying and I just like don't feel nothing. And then Holy Spirit started like tagging at me. Like, you need to get humble. You need humility. And I said like, why? Because spirit of wisdom only can teach when you are in state of humility. Oh, if you knew what I mean. If you only, guys, knew what I mean. If I want more of wisdom, more of God, I go and humble myself. I said, God, I need you. See, He only gives part of Himself, not to those who want it, but to those who need it. Do you know there is a difference? You want water and you need water. Everybody wants water, but person in the desert on his third day, he's dying. He absolutely needs water. And Jesus told me, if you want anything from heaven, you have to need it. We always want it. Everybody wants it. But people who need it, they will pay any price. And I need you, Jesus. I need your wisdom because I'm nothing without it. I will be lost. I'm nothing. Absolutely nobody without you. Please teach us to be humble. Teach us humility. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. I'm praying for those who are fighting right now this circle of sin. Oh, I know. I've been there. I've been your age. I know what devil trying to do to you. I know how he rips your soul every time. Oh, Jesus, please come to Him. Just leave at His feet. Just leave at His feet. How can I conquer stuff that I'm dealing with? Get closer and closer to Jesus. that thing will fall away. It will no longer affect you.
Thank you, Jesus. I love you. I'm absolutely yours. I'm nothing without you. Thank you for everything you do and everything you will do. In the name of Jesus. And everybody say,
amen. Give him a shout of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Love you guys. Bless you. Have a great week. Love you. See you next time, guys.